Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is, and welcome to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, and I am filling your prescription for freedom again today and every day, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and whatever time you happen to be hearing the broadcast. A lot of you are hearing it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of you hearing it at 7 o'clock. Some of you are hearing it at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I love it. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to be here with you no matter what time it is. I will tell you this, that as I sit in these Crossbreed Holster studios right now, there is a story breaking in Nashville, or outside Nashville, Tennessee, Antioch, Tennessee, of a shooting suspect armed with an axe. He didn't, apparently he exchanged gunfire with police, or may not have. He was killed by police. No theater goers were harmed other than some pepper spray that apparently a criminal had unleashed inside the theater. There was an axe wound, and apparently no one else was harmed, and he is dead. I have been sitting here monitoring multiple networks, and the hysterical reporting is enough to just make you want to throw up. As Shepard Smith and the rest of my switching over to MSNBC, CNN, and other, and monitoring things on the web, the reporting is absolutely hysterical, as they know nothing. And rather than cut back to news they do want to cover or should be covering and update you when they do get facts, they just sit there and talk and speculate and wonder and rumor and insinuation. And it's just absolutely incredible that the news reporting, the 24-hour news cycle, is enough to really anger you in this country. So that's what we know at this point. If anything else happens during the program, for those of you that are listening live, we'll certainly let you know. Until then, that's what happened. But lots of people walking around AR with AR-15s and shotguns over their shoulders, as the gunman is dead. According to, and I quote, the gunman is dead. Apparently he used an axe as well. So the movie theater shooting that you're going to hear about later today was a shooting by police killing a criminal. So undoubtedly probably saved an awful lot of lives. But don't let that stop the anti-gun left, who will come out again and blame you undoubtedly. And I would like to say this. I'd like to ask this question. And just for you, just for your own purposes, for you to think about, at what point in time will the mainstream media admit complicity here? In the sense that this hysterical, continuous, ongoing coverage will spur yet again another copycat. Guaranteed it will happen again. All right. Having said that, boy, barbecue restaurant in North Carolina, no guns allowed, robbed at gunpoint. We've got audio for that. David Kodria will be here later in the broadcast. That's going to be a fun segment with David. Up until then, we are going to be talking with Jennifer Cruz, because it is time today for Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses. Let's go right to the phones for Jennifer Cruz. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, by the way, the real story, while the media continually reports on what they don't know at this moment in time, every network, the real story is 52 people were killed in Chicago in July. To date, right now, today, at the sound of my voice, 5 are dead, many more wounded, and there will be other killings in Chicago today that will go unreported by the mainstream media. They are focusing on what didn't happen or what could have happened but didn't, instead of what is happening in President Obama's hometown. Does that surprise you, Jennifer?
No, it really doesn't. I've done quite a bit of coverage on the violence going on there in Chicago and some other cities around the country too. And I'm not surprised by that at all. It, for whatever reason, it gets ignored, so doesn't surprise me.
There are lots of reasons. Baltimore is another one that we want to focus on. But the main reason is because those killings, those murders, do not fit their political agenda.
Right.
Even an event that wasn't fits their agenda and will garner more coverage than what is actually happening on the streets of Baltimore and Detroit and Chicago and other Democrat-controlled, longtime Democrat-controlled cities. That much I can promise you. Hey, Jennifer, let's go to the first one. We have one dead, three in custody after teens attempt to rob CCP holder. And before I do that, let me let listeners know that I'm talking with Jennifer Cruz of Guns.com, who reports on defensive shootings across the country that go unreported by the hysterical mainstream press, who would prefer to report other things that don't happen or could have, should have, could have, would have, rather than what is happening. And that is the thousands of you who use firearms in this country every single day to defend your life, including former CNN anchor Lynn Russell and her husband, who also, for the most part, went unreported, particularly by who? The anti-gun, very vocal anti-gun establishment. You can read Jennifer Cruz at guns.com. Okay, Jennifer, here we go. You wrote about this one today up on the site. One dead, three in custody after teens attempt to rob concealed carry permit holder. Take it away.
Okay, this happened in St. Paul, Minnesota, Friday night. There was an individual, he had gone to a park. I guess there was a blue moon Friday night, and he had gone to the park about 10:30, and he just wanted to go and just, you know, watch the moon. It was a really pretty night or whatever. So he went there, and the spot that he went to, there was another person there that was there, you know, for the same purpose. So they started chatting, you know, they didn't know each other beforehand or anything. So, you know, they're just talking about the weather or whatever and hanging out. About 15 minutes later, four teenagers come and try to rob them at gunpoint. The one guy, he was just 16 years old. He was wearing a mask, had gloves on, carrying a handgun, you know, went to rob the guy. Well, the one guy, you know, like you said, he had a concealed carry permit. He pulled his gun and shot the boy. As soon as shots were fired, of course, the other three suspects took off and, you know, left their buddy behind. They called the police, or, you know, the victims, they called the police. And while they're sitting there waiting for the paramedics or whatever, the concealed carry permit holder, he actually took off his own shirt and was trying to, you know, administer aid to the suspect as best he could, you know, waiting for the paramedics, which that boy, he ended up dying. And the family is now saying, you know, you didn't have to shoot him. You know, he was a good kid, and that whole bit that right. We tend to hear.
He was such a nice boy.
Yeah. Yeah, his mother said that he, quote, did not have that kind of heart to hurt somebody. So, yeah.
Yeah, the photos of himself with flashing the gang signs
right.
Took of himself with the selfie stick that you have there show how much of a good boy he was. You see, the problem that, what's his name, Levanti Broadbent,
uh-huh.
Right, was pronounced dead at the scene. His mom says, according to your column here, why did you have to shoot him? You couldn't give him a second chance to live? Now, mind you, this is a 16-year-old good kid who put on a mask and a pair of gloves and illegally took a firearm, committed a felony, and stuck it in someone's face, and who got exactly what he deserved, which is shot trying to rob someone else. Boy,
right.
That sounds terrible, doesn't it? Maybe the victim should have said, wait a minute, I would prefer to give you a second chance,
right,
as he was staring down the barrel of whatever caliber gun it was. But he was such a good boy. Here's the way it is. Yeah, he was such a good boy until he wasn't.
Yeah, and he actually also was facing charges for an incident that happened back in April where he was a part of an incident in a mall where about 100 kids went and started just, it was like a big melee, like they just started beating people up. They actually have this kid on video kicking a guy that's laying on the ground. So, yeah,
no.
He was a really good kid.
No.
Yeah.
Are we sure it was the same one?
Yeah. He actually pleaded guilty to those charges back in May.
Oh, I can't believe it. That's called wilding, by the way. And it's, a lot of it is social media sparked. For those of you down in Tampa on our new affiliates down on 930 AM, 930 The Answer, and AM 860 The Answer, you know all too well about wilding because it occurred on a fairly regular basis, like every year, at the Florida State Fair. In fact, let me go here. It's why I was unable to broadcast at the Florida State Fair in February of this year. And I'll tell you why. Because they didn't really think Armed American Radio would go over too well when they were having so many problems. They thought this program might be just a little bit too toxic. You know, talking about your right to keep and bear arms. And I'm not talking about the radio stations. I'm talking about the Florida State Fair people who really didn't want that discussion to happen. They didn't want to be able to talk about our right to keep and bear arms as they were trying to squash wilding by all these good kids, one of whom I see a photo of flashing gang signs while taking a photo of himself on a selfie stick sometime prior to putting on gloves and a mask and grabbing a handgun and sticking it in somebody's face wanting to take his stuff. Such a good boy. We'll be right back.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. And it's all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot because you didn't know some special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything for armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day. You'll quickly realize that Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, you'll discover a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, I will enter you to win one of 4 brand new handguns. Simply go to oneoffourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry, though. This offer won't last long. That's oneoffourguns.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. A quick update on the non-shooting, the shooting that wasn't, that is getting incredibly heavy coverage right now, as being called a movie theater shooting, which was cops responding to a criminal who had apparently been lurking around there all day long. But the event unfolded in a Carmike Cinema, which, by the way, is what? Repeat after me. It's a... Jennifer, can you tell me what free zone?
Gun-free zone?
It's a gun-free zone. There you go. So we have a guy with a machete, a hatchet or an axe, a surgical mask, some pepper spray, and we don't know what kind of gun he had. He didn't fire it at anybody, apparently, in the theater. But apparently just at cops, or if there was an exchange yet. The media is all over this. So the coverage, the same repetitive video is playing over and over and over again. But we're going to keep it on here and just in case something else breaks. But he, again, walked into a gun-free zone. That's Carmike's policy. So the lunacy continues. We want to point that out to you as well. Okay, let's go back over to Jennifer Cruz's DGUs. It's the first one, The Good Boy. The Good Boy. Well, I don't know. I have a 10-year-old son, Jennifer. Jennifer, you have kids?
Oh, yeah. I have four boys.
Okay. I would not consider my son a good boy if he snuck out of the house. No, he's 10.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't consider him at 16. I was 16 once, too. I never put on a mask, grabbed a gun and some gloves, and went to the park, met my boys to go to the park to rob people. That's not a good boy. A good boy is playing video games or doing homework and watching TV after taking a shower, getting ready for his next school day. That's a good boy.
Uh-huh.
Or participating in sports after school, these types of things. So I hate to disappoint you, Mom, but your son was a criminal scumbag punk headed for the grave, and now he's there. Where did this occur? What city? It was in St. Paul, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, St. Paul is less, one more future scumbag. And doesn't have to pay for any jail or anything else because of this good boy. Okay, Jennifer, what do we got next? Let's go to the next one. We have AR-15s. I love those black evil rifles.
Uh-huh.
Okay. In this case, a store owner unloads. This is your headline here, right?
Uh-huh.
Store owner unloads AR-15 on suspects during smash and grab. And this was you wrote about this on 731. Take it away.
Okay, this happened in Milwaukee. It was at a high-end clothing store. There's a few interesting elements to this one. The store owner, he was staying at his business because he had been burglarized before several times, and he decided the best way to protect his business was just to have somebody there at all times. So it was about 4 a.m. in the morning, and this was all caught on surveillance video. It's a really wild video. These guys, there was at least five of them. They had two vehicles. They took one vehicle, which they later found out was stolen, and rammed the front door. Okay, the door has got those metal security bars, you know.
Right.
But they just rammed the front of it, you know, and just repeatedly until they could get in there. Well, so then a couple of the guys got out of the van and started to, you know, crawl through the door where they had, you know, knocked it down. And as, you know, as soon as they're coming through the door, I mean, the store owner just unloads on them. And, you know, of course, they run off really quick. A little while later, a guy shows up at the hospital with, I believe it was three gunshot wounds. But the guys that brought him to the hospital, they have no idea what happened, and they were just good Samaritans that happened to be walking by when they heard gunshots, and, you know, this guy just fell to the ground. And so then some woman, you know, that they didn't even know just happened to be driving by and agreed to take him to the hospital, but they had no idea, you know, what was going on. Of course, the, you know, police aren't buying that story. But, So, the guy actually, last I looked, he actually survived, which is surprising. So they're all facing charges now. But they actually had video of this same guy robbing the same store. It was the same store, but a different location back in, 2012, I believe it was. They've got video of him carrying trash bags full of merchandise out and whatnot. And, for some reason, I'm not sure why, that case was dismissed. So, but here he's back at, you know, the same store, different location. The store owner, he said, quote, "I don't come to work to have a shootout. I come to work to make money, and so does everyone else." So he probably won't be facing any charges there. That's a really great video, though, so you guys need to go watch it. It's great.
Yeah, I tried opening it up. I've been trying to open it up since I got your email today with the stories that we were going to cover, and for some reason I can't get the video to play. So I'll continue to mess with that, and I will talk about it when I do because I know the video is good. I'll look at it for another source. I just haven't had time yet because we do this stuff pretty much on the fly. Well, it's interesting to me. This guy's name is Deishan Bird McWay. Deishan Bird McWay. You said he was shot three times during the robbery, gone wrong for him. And you said he survived.
Last I saw, yeah, he had survived. He was,
What about the Good Samaritans who found him and took him to the hospital? Do we know anything about them?
I believe they all were charged. I mean, of course, it was, you know, it was a bogus story to begin with. But,
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I think they all got charged, so.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. And hopefully we've got a total of, what, four or five people now off the streets in Milwaukee that had no business breathing our air. Now, it's interesting that the other charges were dropped. It's hard to say why. We don't know. I haven't seen any background on that. I don't know why they were. Maybe the technicality was he was only carrying two garbage bags of merchandise. Maybe the technicality was it's three to charge. I don't know. But either way, this guy got what he deserved in that shot. He's very lucky, and so are the rest of them, that they're not dead. Because we wouldn't, you know, we just wouldn't have any sympathy for them. I don't have sympathy for them. And would have had no problem telling you that Deishan Bird McWay was killed during that robbery. That doesn't bother me in the least. As he attacks this man's and family's livelihood and his ability to live his life in peace and attacked his opportunity, his life, and put his life and his opportunity to live as a free man in jeopardy. None of that bothers me. I have no problem with that whatsoever. But Deishan Bird McWay, very lucky. He lived. And you know what? Kudos. Hats off to Muir, who is the man who defended his own location. Now, you said that it's the same location, but it was a different store the last time it was robbed?
Yeah, I think he had multiple stores. Yeah, it was the same store, different location, but it was the same owner.
Okay, that's interesting stuff. All right, well, we're getting ready to take a break. We don't have enough to go into the next one. What I will tell you is the next one here from guns.com. Again, you can read Jennifer Cruz and her stories, her writings of defensive gun uses at guns.com. The next one, Jennifer penned on 8/3, just a couple days ago. Carjacking fail. Suspects target unmarked cop car occupied by armed detectives. This is a great story. It happened down near my hometown in St. Petersburg. So you, Tampa and Hillsborough and Pinellas County, you'll enjoy hearing this one. Not that you probably haven't heard it already, but it's a fun one. This guy got exactly what he deserved also when he carjacked the wrong vehicle. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues with Jennifer Cruz and her DGUs. And we'll be right back after this.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You're a 23 Mabry,
miss? Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
USCCA on air. USCCA on air. USCCA on air. Go there and check out the latest promotion. All you have to do is activate your subscription to the United States Concealed Carry Association. Prices as low as around $37, and you could win one of four or five new handguns. Great promotions from one of the greatest organizations, the organization that has your back in the event you have to defend your life with your lawfully carried firearm. Make sure to check it out, USCCA on air. And as we monitor some of these feeds, they've moved on from the theater shooting that wasn't. And the story of the former city council member blasting
the appointment of illegal immigrants out there in Huntington, California, which is just another sign of this upside down crazy world that we live in, where somehow to some people in this nation, it is acceptable to violate federal law and nominate people who are in this country illegal and give them spots to make decisions for over the lives of legal citizen American citizens in California. Just absolute insanity what the liberal progressive left is up to in this nation. And it absolutely must be stopped. And it will be. That much I can promise you. It will be stopped. Let's go to Jennifer Cruz. Back to Jennifer Cruz and her DGUs. Jennifer, we've got one more segment with you. So here we got this beauty, right, who pulls a knife on a couple of guys sitting in a nondescript vehicle in St. Pete, Florida, on the south side of town. Imagine that. And what happens here?
Well, like you said, this is another one of those cases where he woke up stupid. You know, we've had a few of these. He had a large steak knife, and he went up to this car and opened the passenger side door, attempting to carjack them, not realizing that the car was an unmarked cop car, and the two guys sitting inside were detectives, and they were both armed. When he opened the door, it startled the detectives. I can't imagine what they were thinking, but... So, I can.
Let me take a stab at it. Get that? Let me take a stab at it.
Yeah, that's good.
That just happened too, by the way. Freudian slip. Let me take a stab at this. I bet they were thinking, dude, this cat's knife isn't big enough.
Yeah, really. Okay, yeah, they didn't say how large it was, but yeah.
It wasn't big enough. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So then, you know, they identified themselves as police officers, and the guy dropped the knife and started running, and they chased after him. There was a brief pursuit, and I guess they finally caught up to him, and there was a long, drawn-out fight with the guy. I guess they finally hit him with a taser and was able to take him into custody after that. And then they found he had two more steak knives on him, so he's in jail now with a $150,000 bond. So I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, he's certainly not going to be able to use them for dinner anytime soon. A couple points that you make here. Number one, this loser, his name is Dominique Albert. He was 27 years old, real loser, real idiot, real moron, just bona fide. I mean, you know, look up idiot or moron and you're going to see a photo of him among many others as well in the dictionary. But when authorities discovered Albert, you said it to be in possession of two additional steak knives, although the report doesn't indicate that he was on his way to dinner, number one. And number two, he was out on bond at the time.
Yeah.
That he was trying to take a police cruiser or an undercover. I guess if the cops are in it and it's theirs, you can consider it a cruiser. So, yeah, hey, Dominique, next time get a bigger knife. Oh, wait, you're in jail. Well, you know what? Sadly, there will be a next time.
Yeah.
He will get out. He shouldn't have been bonded out the last time. The fact that he has a $150,000 bond now is ludicrous. It should be far higher than that. He should have no bond. But he does. And eventually, someone in St. Petersburg will meet Dominique Albert, 27, again. I hope they get the best of him the next time, because it's going to happen. Okay, Jennifer, we've got about three or four more minutes. Let's go over to the next one. I love these stories. These are a man who shot 15-year-old armed robber. It's him or me. That sounds like a good one. Let's go there.
Okay, this happened in DeKalb, Georgia, last week, I think it was. There was a guy that he basically did security on a private property. It was basically his job to stay there throughout the night and make sure that truckers didn't park on this property. So, there was a guy that had come in, you know, in a truck, and he was dealing with him in whatever way, you know, paperwork wise or whatnot. So the truck was parked there with the driver inside, and then this guy, his truck was parked behind the big rig, and he was filling out paperwork or whatnot. And then this this Kia pulled into the parking lot and just stopped. And he said that he thought it was odd, you know, that they were just sitting there. You know, it's the middle of the night or early morning. And he just said he had an uneasy feeling about it. So he was carrying a gun. He just unholstered it and kind of kept it to his side. Well, a little bit after that, two people came up to him, and they were wearing ski masks, and they were both armed with guns, you know, stuck a gun in his face. He said, you know, that his first reaction was, it's my life or theirs. And he pulled his gun and fired. He ended up hitting one in the hip, I believe it was. The others, of course, they all took off, you know, left their bleeding buddy behind. So then the guy goes over and is kind of dealing with the suspect and, you know, tells the trucker, hey, you know, call 911 or whatever. So they're sitting there. They, you know, think that this is all coming to an end or whatever. And a few minutes later, the Kia drives back up again. And, of course, you know, they were armed before. He doesn't know, you know, what their intentions are or whatever. So he opens fire again. I guess he ends up blowing the tires out. But they drove off. Police found the vehicle about a mile from there, I believe it was, and that car was stolen. And this,
no.
Yeah, that happens a lot, you know, with these. So the suspect, they took him to the hospital. He, again, was 15 years old. So he was last listed in stable condition, so I think he survived. And the authorities said, you know, they don't expect any charges to be filed. He acted in self-defense, you know, all that. The trucker that was there that night, he said that, you know, he was very grateful that the man was there, that they were both able to go home to their families that night. So,
okay, stop right there. The reason they were able to go home to their families that night is because Hamadi was armed.
Right.
That's why. That's the only reason why. And that's the news in this story. This is what I want you to take away from what you're hearing in every one of these instances. It's his life, their lives, or mine. And I can relate to that. Now, Jennifer, yesterday I talked a little bit about, I read an email, and I apologize to listeners for putting that off again, but I wanted to go an extra segment with you today because you had enough of these stories to cover that. We're not even going to get to all of them today before we have to let you go when this segment closes up. But like Hamadi, I understand that mindset. I felt it and thought it myself when I drew my own handgun. Instantly, I'm going home to my two-week-old daughter today.
Wow.
At their expense, if necessary. Unlike Hamadi, I did not have to fire my gun. Now, we will discuss that tomorrow. I will push that story off again. You can read it in my book, Lessons from Armed America. It's chapter one. But I can appreciate where he's coming from. And that's the crux of what we're talking about, Jennifer. In every story that you give us, individuals go home to their families simply because, for one reason, they were armed. Because they had a gun. Had they not, these would have turned out or could have turned out far differently than they did. Now, we discussed this when I forget at some point last week. This came up. This story came up in topic of conversation in the context of magazine capacity. Clearly, this individual had a 40 caliber Glock. He no doubt had a 15 round magazine capacity plus probably one in the pipe for a total of 16 rounds. Good for him for having that capacity. He would not have had the round count had he lived in New York, Connecticut, or a host of other Democrat-controlled states, and could very well have been dead. Jennifer Cruz, thank you very much. We've got to cut you loose right now, but we'll see you next week. Jennifer Cruz and her DGUs return next Wednesday. You can read everything she writes at guns.com. Back with David Kodria right after this.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Restaurant employees assaulted during armed robbery. Well, that's a story headline you see in your local papers all the time. Nothing new there, right? Criminals invade convenience stores, homes, businesses, restaurants, smash and grabs, retail establishments, individuals. Doesn't matter. That's what criminals do. That's why we defend ourselves from criminals. Smart ones defend themselves from criminals and possess the means to do just that. Sean, we have a clip. This is I got a tweet today from David Kodria and George Hill, the Mad Ogre. And I couldn't help but laugh because we do a segment on this program we've been running for years, Grilling While Armed. You've heard it. Well, in this case, a North Carolina barbecue establishment has a prominently displayed custom built. This is not a generic thing you print up. This is something they went to great length and expense to have designed. A no gun sign that has the picture of the pig on it. No weapons allowed. Take a listen to this news report.
Happening now, Durham police searching for the armed robbers who terrorized workers at the Pit restaurant.
That's right. The Gear Street Eatery was robbed just after closing last night. Two workers were assaulted. Anthony Wilson is live there with reaction to this traumatic incident. Anthony, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Barbara. You really couldn't tell anything happened here if you were a diner, and several of them have come here now. They're inside eating right now, unless you noticed our live truck and the presence of reporters here talking about that robbery. But that said, make no mistake, the owner has told us he is very serious about catching these people. He's put money on the table, hoping someone will recognize these guys and tell what they know.
It looks like business as usual inside the Pit as workers prepare for the arrival of diners, but they all know about last night's robbery by three men you see here wearing hoodies. The bandits showed pistols and assaulted two workers. Their boss says now...
They're doing great. One of them actually did go to the hospital and was released. They took a good look at him. He's fine.
Pit owner Greg Hatem says there were a few patrons in the dining room during the robbery inside the kitchen area. Workers asked those diners to leave, and they got out safely through the front door. The robbers entered and left through the back door. Now,
We're offering $2,000 for the arrest and conviction of these guys. We take this very seriously, because we want to make sure that our guests and our staff's taken care of.
So take another look at the three men wearing hoods. If you know who they are, that information could be worth
thousands of
dollars.
All right, Sean, you can go ahead and cut the tape. Thousands of dollars. If he cared or gave a damn about his employees, he'd take the stupid sign down. Let's get some commentary from David Kodria. David, the three hoodie-wearing, imagine that, criminals in masks who will never be caught, unless one of them talks. There's no visible markings on any of them. Unless they tell me about the sign. What's your thoughts? He's got this boneheaded, no-gun sign. Criminals carried guns. They just didn't pay much attention to it, did they?
Well, now, Mark, I was just taken to task for that on Facebook by one of my Facebook friends, and he said, now, sheesh, he says, these guys, the story says, they came in the back door, so they didn't see the sign.
Okay. Oh, so they were not in violation, technically, of the no-gun sign law in North Carolina, right?
I thought that was just, you know, just a brilliant comment. And also, Mark, we've talked before on Armed American Radio. I think you call them aptronyms about where the name sounds like what the guy's about. And they say the manager's name is Greg Hatem.
Hatem, right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, David, on that, since you're on that, I got a great email today from a doctor, an MD, today, and I won't say where he's from, but his name is Noel Pillman, P-I-L-L-M-A-N, is an M.D. I thought that was beautiful, so we'll throw that in there. Anyway, you can head back over. Let's go back to the no-gun sign. The sign that's up, I got this tweet from you today, and I about fell down laughing. It has all of the elements of everything we talk about, all of the absurdities, the no-gun sign, the grilling, the pit master, the guy's name, three guys. And he says, oh, they're doing great. Sure they are. I bet they're psychologically unimpacted by having 345 stuck in their face and thrown down to the floor.
Yeah, well, first of all, on the tweet, I sent it out, and George Hill, the mad ogre, he just cracked me up, because without missing a beat, the guy writes back, you know, within seconds of my doing the tweet, he says, this is almost as disappointing as their barbecue.
So apparently he's been there. Let me tell you something. If this guy was serious about keeping his patrons and his staff safe, he would remove the no-gun sign. He would proclaim publicly on the news that he is taking it down. And he would mention that he is now encouraging, as many business owners do. One I had dinner at just the other night and do from time to time, right down the street from my house, where the cooks come out from the back openly carrying. He would make mention publicly, David, that is now his policy, and he is encouraging it. Because I'll tell you what, I can guarantee you this would have happened at the restaurant next door, not his. Your thoughts?
I am glad that he thinks his employees are doing fine. You know, they got lucky due to his absurd policies, because I want to go back to the Wendy's massacre that took place at the beginning of the century in New York City, another gun-free zone, where these two guys came in and they took seven employees hostage at gunpoint. They tied them all up and then they shot them all in the head. So this business had given what they want. What if that's what they want? And, you know, just to get off this for a second, it's the same topic. But Bill Press, you know, this pinhead, wrote, he's a radio guy and a progressive with quotes around it. He writes, Aurora, Colorado, Newtown, Connecticut, Charleston, South Carolina, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Lafayette, Louisiana. What do they all have in common? And I'm thinking, they're all gun-free zones, you moron. And it's just amazing. These people never learn. This guy with his nice custom no weapons, no concealed firearms sign on his pit barbecue place. Sorry, I ain't going in there. And you know, people, I don't know, does Georgia Georgia carry where you live, and then North Carolina with the North Grassroots North Carolina, and these people, don't they have like little cards that they give business owners, do not patronize, if they have these signs up?
Of course they do. In fact, I'll have to check with Grassroots North Carolina on that. I want to find out, though, quickly, if they does North Carolina have, and you know, the beauty of the Internet, places off limits with permits. Let me check very quickly to determine, if we can, whether or not these signs carry the weight of law. Do no-gun signs have the force of law? Yes, they do, except as provided a permit does not authorize a person to carry a concealed handgun in any of the following: on any private premises where notice of carrying a concealed handgun is prohibited by the posting of a conspicuous notice in or statement by the person in legal possession or control of the premises. So if you walk into that, you are in violation of North Carolina law, and here's my comment to you. Just simply go somewhere else and let that individual know why you're not going in, particularly after this event, this armed robbery. This guy doesn't deserve your business. And frankly, David, the reason I wouldn't go, forget the sign, this guy thinks, oh, they're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they're going to sleep. I bet they sleep well for the next several months. They're doing great. They're not doing great. They were robbed at gunpoint. They had the muzzle of a firearm pointed directly at their head. Their lives were threatened while working for him, and he thinks they're doing great.
And Mark, my kid works in a restaurant. You met him when I had him down in Atlanta, and he rode in your car with you for a while. And he works in a restaurant, and these guys work hard, okay? And they earn every cent that they make, these guys back in the kitchen. And, you know, it's not like they're making a lot of money either, unless you're at an exclusive place and you're an exclusive chef. And so for this arrogant guy to be saying, well, these guys are going great, and one's in the hospital, but he's coming back to work. First of all, you know, if I were the one in the hospital, I think I might be looking at an attorney and asking, you know, what was my employer's responsibility for safety and security and training me and giving me advice? And you know, is there...
David,
you know,
I got to stop you there, brother. The program's over. I got to stop you there. But I'll tell you what, we're going to talk with you later this week again. Thank you for tweeting that out. I do appreciate it very much. It made the fourth segment, and for being here. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave. Never leave your cave without your club. You know why. We'll see you tomorrow.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. And it's all because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot because you didn't know some special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything for armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every single day. you'll quickly realize that Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication, but in fact, you'll discover a wealth of vital information you need to stay up-to-date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, I will enter you to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's oneofourguns.com.